Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Friday on Wednesday on the morning show with Preston Scott. It's my final show of the week. Taking a couple days, just pushing away from all the noise for a little bit, recharging the old batteries. Actually, my batteries stay fully charged because that's how I live my life. I'm Preston Scott. Good morning. That's Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B, show 4508, day 176 of America Held Hostage, and it is Wednesday, July the 14th. Great to be with you this morning. Let's get to our verse of the day, John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You know what's really cool about just doing the right thing? That. Seriously. You know, one of the things I always tried to teach my kids when they were wee lads and lasses is if you don't lie, you never, ever have to worry about messing up with changing stories. Just tell the truth. Just do the right thing. You know, and this isn't about, hey, look at me, I'm a virtuous guy. This is just being honest with you. I shopped at Publix the other day. And on the shopping list was a particular lipstick that my wife wanted. And God bless you, L'Oreal. Because L'Oreal numbered their lipsticks. So you're not looking for a shade. You're just finding L'Oreal lipstick 810. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect the odds were in my favor of finding L'Oreal Lipstick 810 at a Publix. But lo and behold, it was there. And I was so happy. I was so happy that when I checked out, I left it in my cart. So I buy a few groceries and I go walking out and bouncing around in the cart is the lipstick. And I walked back in and I went to the customer service desk and I said, I didn't pay for this. I need to pay for this. And the guy looked at me and said, thank you so much for walking back in and doing that. I said, you don't have to thank me, young man. That's like thanking somebody for not robbing the bank. I mean, it's just what you do. It's doing the right thing. Circle back to this verse again. If you keep my commandments, let me simplify. If you do the right thing in God's eyes, because we understand looking around at our culture today, how the slope is slipping around in terms of what's right and wrong, huh? I mean, today we have people deciding that certain things are right that are really wrong, and the things that are really wrong are now just fine and right. In God's eyes, if you keep the commandments of God, Jesus said, you will abide in my love. Woo, yeah. And I think that's why when you live that way, you just It's not that life is perfect. It's that life is simpler. You remove from your list of things to deal with all of that. And you get the bonus of knowing that you're pleasing God and doing the right thing. That's good stuff. Man, I just blew it all right there. I'm speaking on Sunday at Seminole Baptist Church for those of you in the Tallahassee area. I am filling in for my good friend Gary Linton, who is the senior pastor. He's asked me to fill in. He really wanted a good speaker, but he couldn't find one, so he asked me. So I will be speaking there on Sunday. Services at 10:45. If you're interested, you can come check it out. I will tell you, Gary is one of the better teachers of God's Word you will ever hear anywhere. So it might be a good place for you. 10 minutes after the hour here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
All right, let's take a peek at this date in history. I'm laughing at Stephanie Ruhle at MSNBC, what she said. Oh, my gosh. They're all nuts over there. I think you have to fail, like, every test ever to get a gig at MSNBC, including a Rorschach test. And I don't even know how you fail one of those, right? I mean, you look at a bunch of blobs and what you see is what you see, but I think you have to fail one of those.
What image do you see?
To get a gig.
That's how you fail.
Like if you don't see a donkey in every single image on a Rorschach test at MSNBC, you're out. You got to see a donkey everywhere. Oh, that's a donkey's mouth. That one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a donkey's rear. That's a donkey's teeth. That's a donkey's ear. Oh, that rhymed. All of a sudden, I was Dr. Seussing you. Donkey's mouth, donkey's rear, donkey's teeth, donkey's ear.
They're going to look at you and like, do you have a donkey problem?
Yeah. I see them everywhere. So she said now Republicans like former President Trump are seizing on the crime issue and trying to tie Democrats and their defund the police messaging to heading into the next claim that the reason for the spike in crime is the defund the police messaging. Well, yeah, that's exactly why. That's a fact. Defunding police and socialist Democrat cities and states not enforcing the law. I don't know how hard this is, and Americans know it. They absolutely know it. That's just too funny. All right, July 14th, because I got to get to something else here. 1798, Congress passes the Sedition Act, making it a crime to publish false, scandalous, malicious writings about the United States government. That was a bad act. That was bad. However, no, I'm just kidding. 1853, the first World's Fair to be held in the United States opens in New York City. And I think Joe Biden was there. I think he opened everything because he's been in the Senate.
Yeah, that would mean
180 years?
Yeah, he would have only been in the Senate for about...
He'd be a newbie.
Yeah, he was a new guy.
Yeah. 1881, outlaw William H. Bonney, Billy the Kid, shot and killed by former friend Pat Garrett, Fort Sumner, New Mexico. Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Gerald Ford, 1913, born in Omaha, Nebraska. And in 1965, space probe Mariner 4 flies by Mars, sending back the first close-up photos of that planet. Think about that. They pulled that off in 1965. That's crazy. All right. I just have to ask a question. All right. You got to help me out because Grant actually is older than me. All right. So I lean on Grant when I'm just flummoxed about something and wondering if I'm looking at it right or wrong. MJ Rodriguez, transgendered woman. Emmy nomination, best lead actress.
Yeah.
Okay. So the dude is nominated, plays a trans woman. So I don't know what kind of acting is going on there in an FX series called Pose. But here's my question. Years ago, the complaint was that women were just treated as second-class citizens in Hollywood versus men. They're all actors. We're not actresses. We're all actors. Okay. So is MJ Rodriguez a dude getting an Emmy nomination as a female actress?
Sounds like it.
Is this... Are we going back to men dominating Hollywood? I'm so confused.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com. On your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. And iHeart's radio station.
Minutes after the hour. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the morning show with Preston Scott. Grant there. I'm here. Unprecedented. I can't think of the last time I've done what I'm going to do today on the show. Rush would frequently say that Open Line Fridays was a really dangerous thing for him to do, surrendering time to talk about what listeners wanted to talk about. That he did not have to necessarily be interested. He would fake it and pretend to be interested. I decided I don't take calls very often. We just don't do that. We don't throw the lines open very often. But every now and then, I feel like it's important to just give you a chance to talk about whatever's on your mind, what you think is important, or what you think is interesting. It's not what's the beef. And I'll be honest with you. I might take up an entire segment with one caller. I have no idea how it's going to go. I may find everybody this morning boring. And I might give Grant the hook and just say, no. Stop it. I'll take the time back. Because I have a huge stack of stories here. But it's the last show of the week. We're not doing What's the Beef Friday. So next hour and in the third hour, I've set aside three segments to just take calls. Open lines. I can't believe I'm even saying those words. So that's coming up later on in the program. When Howard told me this yesterday, Howard Eisman, twice a month we go over the numbers, what's going on in the financial markets and so forth. And he hit me just before the show. He said, breaking news. He said, the CPI is bad. He didn't say those words. He just said, it's up almost double what was projected. Economists expected a 0.5% increase, and it was nearly a full percent. It was expected to be 0.5%, and in fact, it was 0.9% in June. And the trailing CPI is 5.4%. But if you look at the energy sector in the last 12 months, is up 24.5%. Part of that, everything that went a little weird with COVID. Part of that, what happened as a result of the cyber attack. Most of it, Biden energy policies. He has shut us down. And our enemies know it. Prices are up. They can squeeze America again. I don't know how anybody doesn't see the wisdom of us being as self-sustaining as possible for our energy needs. And that means oil and gas. I am all for developing solar and alternative forms of energy, but they are not there yet. They're not remotely as efficient. And the whole greenhouse gas stuff, you know, man-made climate change, it's a bunch of nonsense, bunch of hooey. But I think you should be aware. Inflation is a pretty big deal. And it's running away now. We're starting to see it. And we've been warning you. We warned you that a Biden administration was going to lead to a increased amount of inflation, and that inflation in fact does become a middle class tax increase, and he's raising taxes. So businesses are going to move back overseas where they get a better fair tax rate. And it's going to make everything worse. Even worse. 27 minutes after the hour. Fascinating big story in the press box next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Shazam!
News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Thirty-five minutes past the hour. There we go. Moneymaker back. It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Big story in the press box. A note written to President Trump from William McSwain, former United States Attorney, Eastern District of Pennsylvania. I'll pick up in the midst of the letter. In the spring of 2020, I prosecuted and won an election fraud case against a judge of elections in South Philadelphia who was stuffing the ballot box. I also charged the political consultant, a former Democrat congressman, who was paying bribes to the judge to stuff the ballot box. President Trump, you were right to be upset about the way the Democrats ran the 2020 election in Pennsylvania. It was a partisan disgrace. The governor, the Secretary of Commonwealth, and the partisan state Supreme Court made up their own rules and did not follow the law. Even worse, the state attorney general, Josh Shapiro, the very person responsible for the enforcement of state election law, declared days before Election Day that you could not win the election. It would be hard to imagine a more irresponsible statement by a law enforcement officer, especially during a hotly contested election. In light of such statements, it is hardly surprising that many Pennsylvanians lack faith in our state election results. On Election Day and afterwards, our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my responsibilities as U.S. Attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, fully investigate any allegations. Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. I was also given a directive, listen to this, folks. I was given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same state attorney general who had already declared that you could not win. I disagreed with that decision, but those were my orders. As a Marine infantry officer, I was trained to follow the chain of command and to respect the orders of my superiors even when I disagree with them. Mr. President, public service is in my blood, and I would like to serve the people of Pennsylvania and restore conservative leadership to our state. I will be the Republican candidate for governor with the best chance to win the general election in November 2022. And he goes on from there. First, set aside that he's a candidate for governor. Focus on what he just said about Bill Barr. He was ordered to stand down. He was ordered to hand the serious allegations over to a person that had publicly declared that one of the candidates could not win. There's not even a pretending of objectivity there. Now, when you combine that with a story that's out there right now, and the story is petitioners in a lawsuit organized by Voter Georgia to inspect Fulton County ballots have added claims in their amended complaint and have provided new evidence from recently released public records that shows Fulton County's hand count audit of the November 2020 election was riddled with massive errors and provable fraud. Inside of this, audit results without ballots, missing chain of custody proof, ballots unreported in audit results, audit procedural flaws, public verification missing. I mean, the list goes on, and this is apparently now in court filings. All of the big lie complaints filed by Democrats. Always remember, they accuse others of doing and being what they are and what they do. Maybe I should have reversed that. This note by a former U.S. attorney implicating the Attorney General of the United States as not wanting to see or find fraud is just another piece of the puzzle. 40 minutes past the hour in the morning show with Preston Scott.
Glenn Beck program. It's time to act like Spock. Stop feeling and just use reason.
9 to noon on WFLA.
Okay, keep one hand on the steering wheel. Wednesday on the morning show with Preston Scott. Let's take you to a lecture with perhaps more than 1,000 people in the auditorium in his class. I don't know. Hundreds for certain. Perhaps more than 1,000. Very popular professor of sociology at Penn State University. This is Professor Sam Richards. And it just kind of speaks to it for itself as he goes around the classroom performing.
And what that means is the following. I just take the average white guy in class, whoever it is. It doesn't really matter, dude. Dude, this guy right here. Look, stand up, bro. What's your name, bro?
Russell.
Look at Russell here. Russell has Sean. I'm making your argument for you, right? Look at Russell right here. Just doesn't matter what he does. If I match him up with a black guy in class or a brown guy even, but let me just stay with a black guy in class who's just like him, has the same GPA, looks like him, walks like him, talks like him, acts in a similar way, has been involved in the same groups on campus, takes the same leadership positions, does whatever it is. If I match him up against that person, we send him into the same jobs upon graduation. He's done everything he's supposed to do, and the person I match him with has done everything he has been supposed to do. He's supposed to do at Penn State, right? They tell you, right? Dude, do it, man. Go see your advisors and go do this and go do internships and do. And if Russell did the same things It's just the next person, somebody else I find in this classroom, and they go through 4 years here exactly together. Russell has a benefit of having white skin. Bro, how's it feel knowing that push comes to shove, like your skin's kind of nice?
I don't know. I mean, it makes me feel like sad because, like, God knows I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I didn't choose to be white. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me upset that, like, you know, my brothers and sisters of, like, other races can't, like, experience those things for something that I didn't, like, you know, I didn't do anything to, like, deserve that. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. It just makes me upset.
So this is the problem with white people. The question then becomes is, what should we do?
This is the problem with white people. So what should we do? Now, I should tell you a couple things. Number one, I have invited Professor Sam Richards to come on my show and to engage in a discussion about his theatrical presentation. He won't accept, I will tell you now. He has no interest in talking to an adult. He wants to talk to kids and force white kids, like that poor kid at the end there, to feel bad about being born white. Man, like, I didn't have a say in being born white. All it was missing was, I'm sorry. I've also written to a former guest on this show, Dr. Eric Barron, the president of Penn State University, who is president of Florida State. I've asked Dr. Barron to come on the program. I've asked him to give me an on-the-record response to this teaching. I've shared with him a link to it, and I've asked him to simply tell me his thoughts. How would he feel if Professor Richards had said the exact same thing but inserted black? Just reversed it. He wouldn't last the day before he'd be fired. This is racism. This is blatant, taxpayer-funded racism. It sickens me to my stomach. And how intellectually bankrupt this alleged professor of sociology is. And this is what's going on in our higher learning institutions. It's a shame. It literally is shameful. It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Spin stops here. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Minutes after the hour, the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Open lines just a little bit away, and we'll kind of set the stage for that in moments. By the way, did you check out Professor Richards' wonderful skills of oratory? Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Hey, bro. What's up, bro? I love when old guys try to be hip. See, I don't ever worry about that. I kind of view hipness with the culture of the day sort of like my suits. My suits are my suits. I might have one or two of them still. And they are what they are. They'll either be in style or they won't, but they're my suits. That's what I wear if I have to dress up for an event. Just is what it is, and I'm good with that. People don't wear pleated slacks and cuffed pants anymore. Well, I do. Or I don't. It's just, it's so comical to listen to that guy, and it is exactly why CRT doesn't belong in our schools. That kind of nonsense. Now, thankfully, our friends at the Babylon Bee have offered 7 signs your kids are being taught CRT at school. So if these things are showing up in your school, they're showing up in your kids, and they'll come home with this. Number one, if your children call your boss to tell you how racist you are, like if your kid tries to get you canceled because you perpetuate systems of oppressive whiteness by treating all races equally, which is totally racist, they might be learning CRT at school. Two, they segregate all their stuffed animals by fur color. Three, they come home with purple hair and a kill all men tattoo. Four, they try to get out of math homework by telling you math is racist. Well, it is. So why are you making them do it, you racist boomer? Five, they refuse to eat Taco Tuesday due to cultural appropriation. Six, they ask all their minority classmates to bully them. Are they white? Then they deserve it. And finally, the seventh sign that your kid is being taught CRT at school, they explain over dinner how Marxist ideology is a potent and effective tool for infiltrating all aspects of modern civilization, including culture, religion, economy, and government, in order to dismantle the established order and to topple the bourgeois. So true. So happy the Babylon Bee does what it does. So very happy. All right, we come back. It is not a Friday. It's not What's the Beef. What it is open lines. I may just engage in a conversation with you, but it's whatever you want to talk about. I have a stack of stories here. I got two stacks of stories. But because this is the final show of the week, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about what you want to talk about. And it could be serious. It could be frivolous. Whatever you want to engage in a conversation with me about, it's fair game. Grant's going to have to do his job, though. The pressure's on Grant over there, because now he cannot be a call sieve. He has to be a call screener. So it's 850-205-9352, 850-205-WFLA. You are welcome to call in now if you'd like to chat. Seriously, just chat. It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott. After the hour, it is hour number two of the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. A lot of you in the Central Time Zone are just getting up, maybe getting that first cup of coffee. Great to be with you this morning. As always, we greatly appreciate you spending time with us. I am heading into rarefied air here today because in this hour and the next hour, I'm just making time for what usually in the world of radio they call open lines, where you just get to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Rush said it was a risk doing it when he would do it on Fridays. We will not be here the rest of the week, so I haven't taken calls in a while to just kind of say, hey, what are you thinking about? And so you can talk about something serious, something silly. You can ask a question. This is your time. And so we'll begin with KC, who's been patiently waiting. Good morning. Thanks for calling into the morning show. You are on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. I love the show.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the insurance. Why are you not hearing anything from all of these insurance companies from Seattle and Portland and Michigan and New York and everywhere else where the rioters and the protesters have destroyed cities? The insurance companies are very, very quiet on this, and believe me, they don't like paying out a dime, but they must be somewhere. And, you know, everybody's rates across the country are going to go up because of this, and I'd like to understand why they don't bring this forward.
Do you have a guess? Do you have a theory as to why insurance companies aren't talking about
it? I'm sure a lot of them are liberal based or backed, but I have no way of proving that, obviously. I mean, it's not like a company says that they're Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian. But, you know, it's just really strange that they don't talk about how many billions they must be paying out all across this country.
Yeah, Casey, my theory is that you're kind of on the right track. I mean, if you look at what happened when the Georgia voting law took effect, even though it really wasn't that big a deal, it was hammered. It was hammered by Democrats, and therefore corporations like Coca-Cola and others took their cue. I mean, Major League Baseball, for Pete's sake, moved the All-Star game out of Georgia because of lies told about it. That signals to me corporate wokeism that's out there. And I think you're on track when you say whether it's that our insurance companies are run by illiberals or that they simply don't want to deal with the fallout that comes from taking a position against all this rioting and vandalism that has gone unchecked in these cities and states. They don't want the bad publicity, and so they are simply staying silent and paying out whatever claims they have to. That's my thought.
Right, but they're jacking up everybody else's insurance rates across the country to cover their losses.
Well, it would seem that they would have to at some point, Casey. Thanks very much for calling in. I mean, that's the rule of math, right? You know, if insurance companies, and that's why you have to remember, insurance is the measuring and the managing of risk. And that's where, for example, in healthcare, I just struggle with making insurance companies pay for pre-existing conditions. I think you have to put people with pre-existing conditions in a separate category that's not insurance, because insurance is managing risk. But if someone's living a lifestyle or has lived a lifestyle that has led to certain physical problems, making insurance companies take on that loss on the front end, it's bad business, and it's not insurance. Sue, you are next. What about you? I can't believe it. We have lines open, 850-205-9352. 850-205-WFLA. This is a rare opportunity. I have a stack of things that I'm setting to the side for now. And so this is your time. You're welcome to call in, engage in a conversation, ask a question, offer a thought, whatever you like. It's a rare thing that we do this here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. So join me, 850-205-WFLA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Just having conversations with you. It's open lines here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Again, I don't do this hardly ever, and it's not because of a shortage of things to talk about, because I have a stack. But I just wanted to give you a chance to share what's on your mind, your heart. And so we turn to the phone lines and go to Sue. Hello, Sue.
Well, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. This is on my mind. Okay. I believe we're going down a very dangerous wave when it comes to this CRT, because these babies are just developing in their minds, and you putting these ideals in their head. I mean, we're going to watch them later on deteriorate, because I think we're experimenting with them, and we'll see a breakdown later on. And we paid them to teach these children to read, to write, and to spell, etc. social studies and science. We don't pay them to raise them. We raise our own children. This is like coming into your foundation and putting a crack in it when we're supposed to be protecting our children. I think that's a violation of our Constitution as far as protecting. And then I want to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. We are also not protecting our country, because that's another crack in the foundation. If we stand for the red, white, and blue flag, and this is what we pledge allegiance to, anything that comes and try to defame that, to me, I don't know what the word to use, but I think it's wrong, because you're telling, again, other people that it's okay to defame our country, but you can't go nowhere else, especially like China, talking about something that they do not even want you to even, you know, discuss. So I'm saying, and then the people that flew away from the job that they were supposed to do in Texas, they need to be fired. Because if you hire me and then I'm missing in action, I go AWOL, that's it. And then we just need to stop tolerating and putting up with things that is causing all of us here in America to look crazy.
I
think that's a dangerous wave we're on.
And I don't disagree with anything you've said. I the one thing that I would point out is parents have slowly been abdicating their responsibility to schools, letting them feed them lunch, breakfast and lunch, and, you know, babysit them. And I just, you know, look, the cafeteria has long been open at lunchtime, but you'd be shocked at the amount of food we throw away in our schools. But what they're teaching, you're exactly right. It's a dangerous, I'll call it a theology. I think it's a religion. Mike, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Preston.
My pleasure.
Just a thought, the way Biden wants to talk about getting these vaccines done for everybody, yet he lets them bring all these illegals in here, scatters them out all across the United States. There's no telling how many was carrying the COVID when they turned them loose. And it's going to be detrimental. It's just ridiculous. Nobody wants to talk about it. But it's devastating.
Yeah, Mike, it's frustrating, devastating. I mean, you can choose your adjective. We're supposed to be testing everybody that enters the border legally or not. Whether we're doing that or not, I don't know. Probably not. I mean, anybody here want to be a border agent? Be a part of ICE right now? You're hated by half the country. You have enemies trying to breach the sector of land you're supposed to be protecting. You got enemies inside and out of the country. John, Larry, you guys are next. What about you? Well, you know what? John and Larry will probably take up the last segment, because I'm trying to give a little more time here for you to get a chance to share what's on your mind. So we'll call it right there with John and Larry, and then we'll do it again next hour. So if you didn't get in this hour, we'll do it again next hour, a chance to just get it off your mind. Whatever it is you want to talk about, I'm here. Got lots of things to get through as well. It's the Wednesday edition of The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
And free.
And iHeart's radio station.
Minutes after the hour here on Wednesday on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Great to be with you this morning. Taking some calls. Just what's on your mind? What are the things you're kind of thinking over? Maybe even ruminating on? Let's go to Larry. Hi, Larry. Thanks for being patient this morning. I appreciate your call.
Hey, good morning. The one thing I apparently, to use your word, I've been ruminating on is we all know the phrase put out by Lord Acton, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But what I've come to realize watching the Democrats in action at all levels is the quest for power, you know, it is just even more corrupting because it seems like there's no barriers to what you do or say to acquire this power that you want to have. And I think that's even more corrupting than the actual possession of power.
I'm just curious, do you think voters will ever take back their authority of government? I mean, it seems like local races, for example, are throwaways. We don't pay attention to who's really running for school board, superintendent, city and county commission. It just blows my mind the type of people that somehow get elected.
Well, the people that get elected are the people who want power. So that eliminates a lot of people. They don't.
But they work for you and me, and we don't seem to remember that.
Well, not only do we not remember that, they don't.
Oh, that's fair.
And they give themselves a great out with this, well, you get the government that you voted for. So they're completely left off the hook. What's left unsaid there is, well, if I have to look over your shoulder all the time to make sure you're doing the right thing and acting properly like any other employee, I don't need you.
That's fair enough. Larry, thanks very much. I appreciate that. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Preston. Thank you for your show, too. You're the only real news source we have in our area.
I appreciate that.
The television news has completely let us down. But anyway, I'd like to get back to the subject yesterday. Your last caller was the only one I really agreed with. And I think Ron DeSantis would make an outstanding president. But y'all are going to need him in Florida to get you through the next governor's race because your demographics are changing rapidly with all these people coming in from New York and other places. Not that that's a bad thing, but I think he still needs to be captain in the ship and keep it going in the right direction. The idea of Trump running for Congress, I think, is outstanding. And I think if he got the speaker's job, that would be outstanding.
That'd be a lot of fun.
And then he could still run for president. Oh, yeah. And the callers yesterday that were worried about Trump being divisive, if Ron DeSantis was to get nominated, they would attack him just as hard and just as vicious as Trump. Now, Donald Trump is not the most articulate person I have ever heard in my life. As a matter of fact, I called in your show years ago and thought it was awful that he was going to be the nominee. I thought he was a big wrestling fan. But he has demonstrated he does love this country and he loves the people of this country.
Yeah, I have no doubt, John, that Donald Trump absolutely loves America. Why wouldn't he? You know, he's benefited from being in this country and he knows and understands that. I think the divisiveness comes with, and you're right, Ron DeSantis or anyone who's a Republican is going to be attacked. There's no doubt about it. But I think the divisiveness that Donald Trump played a role in was simply just he could have conducted himself at a higher level. And again, you can say all that you want to say. Sometimes it's how you say it. And it's not about winning over people that are liberals or winning over the mainstream media. He'll never win them over. It's about the people in the middle. That's what it's about. And that's where I think he lost some folks. But, John, thanks so much for the kind words. And I appreciate you making time to share your thoughts this morning with us here on the program. Next hour. Man, where did I get tomorrow morning? Next hour. Give you another chance to call in and share your thoughts. We've got three more segments open in the next hour. Take a few more calls. See what's on your mind. We come back. The big story in the press box is adjusting. And we'll embrace it all together next on The Morning Show.
And weather on the 10s and the truth all the time. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
The Oh, wow. All righty. It's Wednesday on the Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Preston. That's Grant. Great to have you with us. We mentioned last hour the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, William McSwain, is running for governor. In a note sent to former president, some say President Donald Trump, McSwain points out orders he was given by Bob Barr to hand over serious irregularity allegations of misconduct and voter fraud and election irregularities to the same state attorney general, Josh Shapiro, who declared days before the election that Trump can't win. What? 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 What was that? I have here now the story of a lawsuit by Voter Georgia, Voter GA, to inspect Fulton County ballots, and they've amended their complaint. And let me just share some highlights here. Just real quickly. Team analysis revealed 923 of 1,539 mail-in ballot batch files contained votes incorrectly reported in Fulton's official November 3rd results, meaning that 60% of the hand count audit was wrong. 60%. And here are examples. They found at least 36 batches of mail-in ballots with 4,255 total extra votes redundantly added into the Fulton County audit results. These illicit extra votes include 3,390 extra votes for Joe Biden, 865 extra votes for Donald Trump, and 43 extra votes for Joe Jorgensen. But here's where it gets really suspicious. Voter Georgia team found 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals for their respective batches. For example, a batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden, 42 for Donald Trump, 0 for Joe Jorgensen, was reported as 100 for Biden, 0 for Trump. 7 batches of ballot images with 554 votes for Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen, had tally sheets in the audit falsified to show 850 votes for Biden, 0 votes for Trump, and 0 votes for Jorgensen. Fulton County failed to include over 100,000 tally sheets, including more than 50,000 from mail-in ballots when the results were originally published for the full hand count audit, which was conducted by the Secretary of State. This new evidence is added to the previous basis for the lawsuit, which was counterfeit ballots. And inside this story, it shows the most perplexing part of this whole thing is that Fulton County officials and the Secretary of State have been in possession of this data for the past 6 months. They did not choose to correct the errors and investigate the fraud. They have chosen to cover it up. And I'll tell you why. You cover it up and you do that because the election results would be different. So now you have issues in Georgia and Pennsylvania. We know of issues in Arizona. We know of simultaneous stoppage of counts in 4 or 5 states on election night. Does it mean it was stolen? No. Does it mean that this should be investigated? Yes. Should it be litigated? Yes. We're getting there. And I think deep down, even some Democrats listening to this show, I think you know it. You know there was cheating. 40 minutes past the hour in the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
seems like COVID's going to come back into the news with the Delta variant. I wonder if there's going to be a United Southwest. American variant. I don't want to pick on just Delta.
I was going to say, is this an airline virus?
Delta variant. Maybe you should know something that we were ridiculed for here on this program for mentioning, that there were treatments that were fundamental, should be embraced by doctors. But instead, we're being marginalized, and some were, in fact, calling me out for pushing this stuff, when, in fact, it's like ivermectin. I'm reading from the American Journal of Therapeutics. Review of the emerging evidence demonstrating the efficacy of ivermectin in the prophylaxis and treatment of COVID-19. Series of doctors here, background. I'm reading the background. I'm not reading the study to you. Here's the background. After COVID-19 emerged on U.S. shores, providers began reviewing the emerging basic science, translational, and clinical data to identify potentially effective treatment options. In addition, a multitude of both novel and repurposed therapeutic agents were used empirically and studied within clinical trials. That's the background. We've pointed out that steroids like budesonide were really effective. We pointed out that ivermectin was really effective, that hydroxychloroquine was really effective. But some of us were ridiculed by some of you for pointing out that the treatments that were being used were not effective and that we needed to be fundamentally smarter about how we did this. And I'm not a doctor, but I had plenty of doctors writing me saying, you're right. But we can't say it because we'll be fired. Here's the conclusion, the short version. Meta-analysis based on 18 randomized controlled treatment trials of ivermectin in COVID-19, listen, have found large, statistically significant reductions in mortality, time to clinical recovery, time to viral clearance. Furthermore, results from numerous control prophylaxis, that was the wrong word, prophylaxis, trials report significantly. In other words, ivermectin works. This just in from the American Journal of Therapeutics. Ivermectin works. So if you are out there and you're all multi-vaccinated, and you're wandering around wearing a mask, and you get sick anyway, just know there are treatments that they should be getting immediately into your system. And perhaps ivermectin is one of them. Maybe budesonide that treats inflammation in the lungs. It's a steroid. No known side effects. Versus, I don't know, only a few thousand people have died. Only a few hundred thousand people have had adverse, serious side effects to the vaccine. But, you know, hey, it's just an experimental drug. I mean, come on. By the way, I don't know if you know it, but deaths from the COVID vaccine, now a top 50 cause of death in America. Just saying. 46 minutes after the hour here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Beck, you want him on that radio.
America can handle the truth.
You need him on that radio.
9 to noon on WFLA.
Well, okie dokie there. Welcome back to the radio program. One last hour for the week. Off Thursday and Friday. Back next Monday. Ready to go. For those of you in the Tallahassee area, if you're interested, I will be filling in on Sunday at Seminole Baptist Church, where Pastor Gary Linton, a good friend of mine, Gary couldn't find a really good speaker, so he asked me. So I'm gonna step in there and give it a shot. See what happens. See if I can tell that joke I know and not mess things up for him. That's coming up over the weekend. So I'll be ready to go on Monday. Just taking a few days off and getting some things done. Excited about that. How many of you have heard of Getter? G-E-T-T-R.
I had not heard of it until you mentioned it this morning.
Yeah, former Donald Trump senior advisor Jason Miller. Jason's either got some cash laying around or he found some investors. And I'm sure there were some real willing investors when the president got deplatformed as president from the major media outlets. Social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And I mean, to the extent that you can't even talk about him. You can't reference an interview with the guy before you get deplatformed. So, okay. Maybe that's why. But they attracted more than 1.4 million users in the week since its launch, more than 1 million in the first 3 days. That's the fastest ever to a million users. Faster than Facebook, faster than Twitter. Now, you can argue that, well, Facebook was a first of its kind, so it's going to take a while, and that would be a fair argument. Twitter, a little more fair comparison there. But it's still impressive. 1.4 million and counting. It appears to be, it looks to my eye to be a Twitter-like thing.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I'm turning Grant loose on this. He's my social media guy. I'm going to be involved in Rumble. Social media, though, that's going to be a Grant thing on behalf of the show. Every now and then, I might put something out there and just let him run around and put out the fire. But I'm going to mostly leave it up to him to push things out. But I'll be curious to see where this goes. 44% of the signups have been in the United States. Get your mind around that.
That's smaller than I thought.
Yes. So what does that mean? It's bigger than the United States, the problem with Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
They have 15% are based in Brazil, with Saudi Arabia, Germany, Japan, and Canada also signing up large numbers. Isn't that interesting?
The Saudis want to get on the Trump train, huh?
Well, you're saying. Just saying. It's just interesting. So I don't know where you go with that. I'm just pointing out that there will be other outlets for you to interact with the morning show. We will not be using Twitter and Facebook, period.
And they're growing. They're a little raw in their, you know, when you log on to the app or whatever, you go online. It's a little clunky at first, but the more competition that comes up like this, the better the apps will get.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If it leads to Twitter and Facebook dying by 1,000 cuts, so be it.
Yeah.
You know, if a bunch of apps are out there and they each take a few, cool. Let the market work. After all, that's what Jack and Mark claim to be all about, right? Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see where this all goes, but you can expect a morning show or, you know, it might be called Preston Scott Show. It might be Preston R. Scott. It might be, you know, depending on what we're allowed to post based on character limits and all that. It'll be something like that where you can find the show and follow it on Rumble, on Gab, on maybe Getter. Who knows? We'll see. Your calls are next. What do you want to talk about? It's open lines. Whatever you want. 850-205-9352. 850-205-WFLA. Your calls are next. Whatever it is, it's on your mind. It's fair game. Let's talk on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Let's do this. I didn't do a very good job teasing this segment. I got busy talking about Getter. But this is, I did this last hour just wide open. I have lots of things here to talk about. However, I don't do open phone lines very often at all. I can probably count on one hand the number of times in 4,508 shows I've ever done it, where I just say, hey, whatever you want to talk about. But this is, hey, whatever you want to talk about. It's 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. And again, if there's something you want to discuss, you know, this isn't what's the beef. It's more conversational between you and me. If you have a question, something you'd like an opinion on, or something you've always wondered. Maybe there's some a story out there that we've not touched on that you think people ought to know about it. That's fine. I'm not real interested in finding out if you've got a problem with your water meter or if the dog next door is really annoying. That's not kind of what this is about. That's what's the beef. This is more about just chatting. So if you'd like to do it, it's 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. And you need to get in and call now, because this half hour is going to be gone before you know it. In the meantime, I've got a series of things here, and all of these, honest and truly, I could have turned into big stories in the press box, every single one of them. But it's, to me, doing a phone segment like this is sort of like a vacation. There's never going to be a time where it's just like, well, we've got nothing to talk about today, so let's just take calls. That's not how we operate. There are always things to talk about. You know, I've always personally viewed taking calls as kind of the lazy man's out when it comes to talk shows. That's just kind of my MO. I just think that most of you tune in to get information, maybe be amused, even if it's by me being a jerk, whatever it might be. And so I can always find things to talk about. And the fact that I got two paper clips, and I'm talking about those 4-inch jumbo clips full of stories here that could have occupied time as a big story in the press box, is evidence to the fact that there's never a time that I have to take calls. But I do this every now and then in order to give you an opportunity to just interact with the radio program a little bit. So it's as simple as that. And so let's begin here with Chris. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Preston. My wife and I were having this discussion because all we ever hear is we need to do something. We need to stand up. We need to do. What is it that we need to do?
And thank you for asking that. And let's talk about this for a second. And I'll tell you what, I came across an article written by Dennis Prager, and Dennis is a contemporary of mine. He's in California, does what I do in California, and he has what's called Prager U on YouTube. I highly recommend the channel if you've never seen it. He said the single most important thing Americans can do right now, and it only applies to some. I don't know, how old are you, Chris? Do you have kids in school?
In college.
Okay. obviously, this is going to leave you out on this example. He said, pull your kids out of public school. He said, the best thing you can do is pull your kids out of public schools and make sure that you either homeschool them or put them in an educational environment that you thoroughly vet, because not all Christian schools and private schools are acceptable either. So let's just take that as a fundamental here and say, all right, if that's the idea for parents that have kids, to make sure their kids are not being indoctrinated, to allow us a chance at safeguarding some things moving forward, how do we take that idea and apply it to today? Hang on, Chris. I want to carry this over. Can you hang 90 seconds?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna carry this on with Chris, and then we've got Karen and Pat and Janet. And Karen, Pat, Janet, hang in there. You might be the only callers I take this half hour. You might be it, because you called in. I want to take enough time to talk about these things that you want to talk about. And so let's see if we can brainstorm, answer Chris's question. What are we supposed to do? We'll continue next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
11 minutes after the hour, Chris has called in. He's asking, what do we do? Because everyone says we got to do something. So what is it that we do? I passed on what Dennis Prager said, and that is, if you've got kids in school, pull them out. You got to make some sacrifices. Pull them out. Get them out of the public education system. I think for the rest of us, Chris, the ideas that I've gotten from listeners are things like be poll watchers, be involved with your school board, be involved with your city and county commission, get to know your elected representatives. I mean, get to know them, let them hear from you, but be part of the process in some way, shape, or form. Does any of that resonate, or do you think that there's a need for more?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I mean, I've emailed, you know, our county commissioners. I've emailed our state representatives, and I get this generic response telling us how great they are and everything like that. But I never hear a response to my question. You know, I don't know. I mean, emailing is great, but for me, it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think, and this is just me, I would go a step further. I would reach out to your city and county commissioners, and I'd say, let's have lunch. Let's have a cup of coffee. I'd like to meet with you in person. I'd like to get to know you. Not adversarial, you know what I mean? Because I don't think they'll take the meeting. But just, hey, let's meet. I am a constituent. I'd like to talk to you face-to-face. See what happens.
Yeah, I'd like to know more events that are happening for the conservative here in Tallahassee. You know, does Matt Gaetz come over and do anything? Does Rubio come and do anything up here? You know, I don't even know who our local rep is here.
Well,
we have him on from time to time.
Yeah, Congressman Neil Dunn.
Neil Dunn, yeah, I get just generic responses from him. You know, so does he do events over here that you could actually go and meet with him and ask him?
He does. He actually does a pretty good job of that, Chris. And I thank you for calling. What I would do, call his office directly. He has a Tallahassee office. He has one in Panama City. Call directly and ask the next time he's coming and that you'd like to meet him. And I think you'll probably get a decent response to that. But thanks for calling in. Let's go to Pat. Hi, Pat. Pat? Hello? Pat's listening on the radio, and that doesn't work. Let's go to Janet. Hi, Janet. Janet. Okay. Callers, I've got to drop you because you're listening on the radio. You listen on the phone. I can't wait. We have an 11-second delay. If you're listening on the radio, you'll never know it's time to get on the show. So, you know, that doesn't work very well. Let's go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for calling in.
How you doing, sir?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is if you do, and I don't hear about it, the county commissioners of Bay County. Do you ever interview these guys or talk to them?
No, I avoid talking to any of the local politicians other than the mayors, because then the show gets a little bit too pigeonholed into one community.
I'm just curious because there's some issues over here where I'd like you to ask them about.
Well, you know what you can do? You can send me an email with those issues. Like, give me a bullet point format, this, that, and that. I can try to reach out to them and get answers, and I can also ask the mayor. You know, Greg Brodnicki's a pretty cool dude. I've gotten to really like Greg. He is a very different kind of elected official. He's real plain-spoken. And I've gotten good responses asking him questions that expand beyond the city limits.
Oh, really? Because like I was going to say, he's the mayor of Panama City. I mean, I'm an unincorporated Bay County, and it just don't make no sense what they spend money on. We'll put palm trees down the road, but we won't pave the road. I don't get it.
I think let me raise those issues, and let's see what happens.
I appreciate you, sir.
Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate that. That's Jimmy in Panama City calling in, or in the Panama City area, unincorporated part of the county. Harry, you're next, if you can wait. And if you don't have it on, you know, you got to listen on the phone. Folks, you're welcome to call back. Those of you that I had to drop, you can call back, but you can't listen to the radio or you'll never know you're on the air. We have a delay system. 16 minutes after the hour, it's the morning show with Preston Scott.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
Dude, yes!
And iHeart's radio station.
Set of calls here. Chance to chat it up a little bit. Let's go to Harry, who's been patiently waiting. Hello, Harry. How are you?
Good morning, Preston. How are you?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Well, I know they've got video of those cases being pulled out from under the tables in Atlanta during the election.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a video of who and when they were put under those tables?
Just some of the many questions that we all have, right?
Right. That's been on my mind for a while. Let's find out who put them there.
Yeah, I mean, the question has always been, as I've heard people say, oh, that's nothing. Well, then what is it? If it's nothing, what was it doing underneath? Why were people ordered out before they were pulled out? And why was it only select people able to see it?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, Harry, you're hitting on the big issue here. The big issue, not the big lie, the big issue is, why are we not being told what all of these answers are to all of our questions?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you, Harry. Thanks very much. We're going to keep an eye on what's going on in Fulton County, though. I believe you me. Believe you me, we're going to follow it. Let's go to Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
What's on your mind this morning?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am very blessed. I wanted to talk to you about foster care. I'm a foster parent.
God bless you.
And have done it off and on in Georgia and in Florida. And it just feels like the kids legally are just property, and that it's really not about the kids. For instance, I have a child who I've had since she came home from the hospital, and she'll be 2 and then sent back to her birth parents. You know, I don't know what to do. I mean, I'd love to be on a task force, governor's task force or whatever, but we've got to find a way to break the cycle and stop this before it gets to the point that the kids are removed.
Why was the child put in foster care to begin with?
Well, this particular child was cocaine positive at birth.
Okay. And so has the parent gone through, you know, coursework, classes, testing, and et cetera? I mean, you know, I think we'd all agree that a birth parent is the best place for a child if all things are appropriate, right?
Right. And, you know, with confidentiality, I can't get into more than that. Just say this child is part of a sibling group. The youngest of a sibling group, and there are other major issues involved. But because of delays in the case, that's what's going to happen.
Look, Karen, are you in the Tallahassee area?
I am, yes.
Yeah, what I would do if I were you is I'd set a visit up with, I think she's a state senator now, Loran Ausley, because, you know, I don't agree with a lot of things Loran does from a political perspective, Karen, but she loves kids, and I believe she really does advocate for kids. And I think a meeting with her might net something, I don't know, but I'd give that a shot and see what that leads to. Final caller here is Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I'm going to touch on a topic that if I understood you earlier, sometime this week or last week, you were going to speak of in a little more depth. And this topic has to do with the Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and the DOJ, Department of Justice. I called in, a few months ago, and I established a warning then that these agencies have become politically corrupt. And a lot of people who discuss this say, well, it's the people at the top. There are some people at the top that are corrupting these agencies. I beg to differ with that. I believe that throughout these agencies, these people who are getting into these agencies are well taken care of, well paid. They are beginning to become politicized, and this is a great danger to the law enforcement and the protection of the Constitution and the people of this country. And I hope that you will look into this and be objective about it, and don't try to protect the people who are down from the top. Because I think that if you're in any kind of agency, industry, and people at the top are beginning to corrupt it, you should be speaking up. So I'll let you comment on that.
Jeffrey, thanks very much. Time won't allow me to say a whole lot here other than I appreciate the phone call. I don't agree 100% with what you have to say, but that's okay. I appreciate you sharing what's on your mind. That's what this was about. All right, come back. Big story in the press box and more on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
His opinion. He just happens to be right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Oh, boy. All righty. I have huge editorial decisions to make here in just a few minutes, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Do I bring you information that I shared earlier? Penn State professor abusing thousands in his classroom with just heresy. I mean, just absurdity. Intellectual, just dishonesty and intellectual bankrupt philosophy. Intellectually bankrupt philosophy. Or do I just make you laugh?
Well, it is the last half hour of the last show of the week. So
yeah, but
it isn't Friday.
It isn't Friday, and so I
see your conundrum.
There's a sense of wanting to leave you with dread.
To heck with happiness.
Let's go with doom and destruction. There's that, because the laughter can save for next week sometime. Yeah. Anyway, maybe I've just talked myself through it. The big story in the press box, you've got William McSwain running for governor of Pennsylvania. And he, a former U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, writes to the former president, President Trump, "I was given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same state attorney general who had already declared that you could not win." He's talking about the fact that there were allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities that he wanted to investigate, but he was told by then Attorney General Bill Barr to hand over all serious allegations to the state attorney general, who is Josh Shapiro, who hates Donald Trump, and said before the election he can't win. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that scene in that old Western that you see sometimes that, why don't you just put the cards down and leave? You can't win here. You know what I'm saying? You can't win.
And the guy's already got the revolver drawn underneath the table.
Click. You can't win, lugger. Go ahead and leave now with your life. The game's rigged.
Yeah.
That's what Josh Shapiro's saying to me. It wasn't a plea. He can't win. It was, he can't win. That's me. But that's me. But then there are developments in Georgia and an entire list of evidence turned in to an amended complaint in a lawsuit by Voter Georgia, Voter GA. And it revolves around Fulton County. And what's significant about this is this not only tips the scales in the U.S. Senate races, this obviously impacts the presidential race. But I will tell you that at this point, I just want us to keep getting evidence out, showing the fraud, showing the questions, showing the irregularities, and let's just get to 2022. Right now, Democrats are desperately trying. Joe Biden, we need to hire more police. Excuse me? You are head of the party that wants to defund the police, that's behind the entire violent crime uptick. All of it. It's owned by Democrats. They're trying to reconstruct everything to create new narratives. Same thing with critical race. And I think that's where I'll stay. I'll stay with critical race. That's next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
That you covered. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Penn State University. Alleged professor Sam Richards. He's an award-winning academic. And this is one of his very popular classes, you know, where he's lecturing a majority of white students that they ought to be really rethinking their whiteness. Check this out. It's crazy.
And what that means is the following. I just take the average white guy in class, whoever it is. It doesn't really matter, dude, this guy here.
Bro.
Look, stand up, bro. What's your name, bro?
What's your name, bro?
Just look at Russell here.
All right, Russell, bro.
Russell has, Sean, this is the, I'm making your argument for you, right? Look at Russell right here. Just doesn't matter what he does. If I match him up with the black, a black guy in class, or a brown guy even, but let me just stay with a black guy in class who's just like him, has the same GPA, looks like him, walks like him, talks like him, acts in the similar way, has been involved in the same groups on campus, is it, takes the same leadership positions, does whatever it is. If I match him up against that person, we send him into the same jobs upon graduation. You've all done, he's done everything he's supposed to do, and the person I match him with has done everything he has been supposed to do. He's supposed to do at Penn State, right? They tell you, right? Dude, do it, man. Go see your advisors, and go do this, and go do internships, and do. And if you did this, if Russell did the same things, it's just the next person, somebody else I find in this classroom, and they go through 4 years here exactly together. Russell has a benefit of having white skin. Bro, how's it feel knowing that push comes to shove, like your skin's kind of nice?
Thank you, man. I moisturize. I really try. You know, yeah, my skin is nice.
And he's got now another student reacting to all of this in front of better than 1,000, I'm guessing, in his class lecture hall. Check this kid's apology.
I don't know. I mean, it makes me feel, like, sad because, like, God knows I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't choose to be white. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes me upset that, like, you know,
God must be a
jerk. Brothers and sisters of, like, other races can't, like, experience those things for something that I didn't, like, you know, I didn't do anything to, like, deserve that. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. It just makes me upset.
Yeah.
So we're in, this is the problem with white people. The question then becomes is, what should we do?
This is the problem with white people. What's the problem? That they're stuck being white. I've invited Professor Sam Richards to join me on the radio program. He'll not accept my invitation, I will tell you now. And I worded it very benignly. I wouldn't get into a fight with him. You know that. I would push back, though. And I would ask him, hey, bro, so what is your answer here? Huh? Everything that you want to prescribe is unconstitutional. Everything. The Biden administration's getting hammered left and right with everything they've advanced in terms of farm loans, subsidies, all their programs based on race. What we need to do is roll away from affirmative action. It's racist. It's absolutely racist. This is racist. I've asked Eric Barron, the president of Penn State, former guest on this program multiple times years ago when he was president at FSU. I've asked him for a comment. I've asked him to come on. Let's talk about this. I won't get him either. 46 minutes after the hour. It does. Okay, we are off tomorrow and Friday. I'm taking a long weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Then the end of next week, Grant disappears for a while. I'll be here, though. Don't worry. I'll be here. Ethan will be in for Grant late next week and the first part of the following week. But regular programming on Monday with Ira Shaffel from warchant.com. He will join us. And then on Tuesday, look at me. What's Tuesday, July 20th? What's July 20th? Apollo 11. The anniversary of Apollo 11. And so I've got Earl Swift, author of the book Across the Airless Wilds, where he talks about the lunar rovers. He writes about that whole lunar rover thing on the moon. And how cool is it that we brought a golf cart up on the moon? Man, that is just a little 4x4. We were electric before electric was cool. And we're running gas up there. I just think that's cool. So we'll talk to Earl about his book. And that's just the first 2 days of next week. Before we go, some more headlines from the Babylon Bee. Earlier, we went through the seven signs your kid might be learning CRT at school. Like, you know, they're handing out, what is it, Che Guevara? Is that his name?
Che Guevara.
Guevara?
Yeah.
Che Guevara?
The communist revolutionary.
Well, I know that. I just...
Che.
You know how important it is that I pronounce these people's names right.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? What's that girl from The View? Joy Behar. Here's a headline from The Bee. Bernie Sanders heads to Cuba to tell protesters to be more grateful for their excellent social programs. By the way, have you noticed Bernie, AOC, got nothing on Cuba? They're saying nothing.
Yeah, they've been pretty quiet recently now that
you mentioned because the group that's connected to AOC's been supporting Cuba. Rural Americans burn Kamala Harris at the stake for witchcraft after she shows them a photocopier. Vaccine should be mandatory, says woman wearing My Body, My Choice t-shirt. That, by the way, is one of the great points to make if someone knocks on your door.
Have you heard about...
My Body, My Choice.
Have you heard about your Lord and Savior, Anthony Fauci? If they show up on bicycles and white shirts with black ties and they ask about my Lord and Savior, Anthony Fauci, I'm just going to laugh.
Leftists fear communism failing all the time is making communism look bad. New York Times slams Cuban protesters for waving notorious symbol of hate, otherwise known as a U.S. flag.
Yeah.
Biden State Department. We support the Cuban people as they rise up to protest Georgia voter ID laws. Just some of the things waiting for you on the Babylon Bee.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
I'm liking ending with some Bee headlines. That's fitting me really, really well. Look back at the program in 180 seconds or less. There is more evidence of election fraud in Georgia, and it's part of evidence now filed in an amended complaint. The organization Voter Georgia, Voter GA, is behind the lawsuit. Pennsylvania, just one of many states where there will be a very combative race for governor. And just think about this for a second. You know who's competing against Brian Kemp in Georgia? Former Democrat lawmaker Vernon Jones. He has become a Republican. We will talk about that story next week. He's not having any of what's happened with voter law and the kind of kowtowing to the left that has happened in Georgia. In case you haven't heard, inflation is rocketing. Wonder why that is. Can't say we didn't warn you. Oh, and if you know someone in the hospital with COVID, ivermectin.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.